Episode 1. I am not sure what format this podcast will take, whether it be isolated rants or conversations with guests, but I feel like I should start it now, if only to spare the people in my life from my ranting and raving. My life's been pretty crazy recently, but that's the story for another time. I want to talk about something important. I want to talk about ethics, morality, empiricism. I want to talk about the foundation, the philosophical foundation of our society. We base our society, not only America, but many countries, most countries, seem to base the social contract on the presupposition of free will. And I've argued, like Sam Harris has, that there is no free will. Free will is closely related to the idea of probability. And I take umbrage with the concept of probability as it is, or at least as it's understood by most. You see, most people think about probability as an opportunistic view of the future. You could roll a 6, you could roll a 1 on dice. You could get blackjack, or you could bust. However, this observation reaches into an idea that necessitates that we are thinking supernatural human actors. And when I say supernatural, I mean free will, morality, retribution, and justice are all built on the idea that we as humans are able to extract ourselves from the physical plane and confer different behaviors based on this idea of a soul. And the deeper you go, the more fucked up it becomes. You realize that our justice system, our government, the way that we interact with our own family is inherently flawed. Now, ignorance is bliss, so if you're listening and you don't want to take the red pill, I suggest you turn this off right now. This realization sent me down a rabbit hole that took me a long time to reconcile. In fact, my good friend, the other person that I've shared this with, hasn't been the same ever since. See, our system, whether it be in America, Canada, third world country, it's all based on the delusion of free will. But you didn't pick your parents, you didn't pick your genes, you didn't pick your upbringing. And as Sam Harris says, even down to the minute moment by moment decisions that you make, all of it was formed in a perfect crucible of prior causes. And it truly is the antidote to arrogance and hatred. but at the same time, it carries its own burden. You see, people aren't rational. Economists like to say that people are rational, but the truth is we're not. Or at least we're rational to the extent that it's self-serving. But that's just semantics.